You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
New Zealand media has recently come under the spotlight with staff strikes at media outlet Stuff, where journalists and workers demanded more pay. To improve the state of media, the Office of the Minister of Broadcasting and Media has announced that the government plans to introduce legislation that would make large news aggregator sites like Facebook and Google reach formal agreements with local news outlets before being able to repost or link to their news. I started by asking Professor James Hollings of Massey University on the current state of media in New Zealand.
What's happening at Stuff is that the journalists have started to see that inflation is going up. Their wages haven't been going up. Wages in comparable sectors like the comms industry have gone up enormously. Journalists are saying, well, we can't keep living if we don't get some kind of a pay increase. There are journalists at Stuff, as I understand it, on 40,000, 45,000 starting salary. So they're pretty low. And they're saying, well, journalists and other organisations are getting 7% and more. Why is Stuff only offering us 5.5%? Now, Stuff will say, actually, we're giving them 7%, but actually, as I understand it, that's only because they're bringing up some of the base lower level ones to a minimum rate of about 55,000. So overall, as I understand it, the offer from Stuff is still only about 5.5%. Journalists are saying they need 7%. That's what the inflation is. That's what other journalists are getting. Why can't we get it too? So that's what's behind the strikes at Stuff.
The government is planning to introduce legislation that would force news aggregation companies like Facebook, Meta, and Google to make partnerships with local news outlets. Do you think this will be sufficient to address any declines that have been seen in the industry?
It depends how it plays out. So what's happened, the background of this is Australia led the way about the beginning of last year, where they said to Facebook and Google, we've had enough. You've been creaming money out of our local media and hollowing out like termites our local media, taking all the money, advertising money, not putting anything back for years. About time you front it up. If you don't, we're going to legislate to force you to do it. Facebook had a tizzy and said, sorry, we're going to pull all our news content off our platform. That lasted a few days before they gave up and realised which side the bread was buttered, and they very quickly folded. So the Australian government did a great thing in legislating to force these big tech people to actually pay for the news content they are effectively using, generated by local news outlets. Now, Canada has copied that legislation. The legislation's been very effective in forcing Google and Facebook and the like to actually negotiate properly with local news outlets and give them some pay for their content. Australia's got about $160 million out of these big tech giants, which has gone straight back into local journalism, employing more journalists, giving them more pay. It's been a huge success in Australia. There's been a recent Treasury report from the Australian government sort of basically saying all this. It didn't do as predicted. Google and Facebook didn't ban it, ban content or anything. They just realised they had to do it. They had to negotiate in good faith. That's what the legislation is designed to do, is to make them negotiate in good faith. It's not forcing them to negotiate. It's just providing a framework for negotiation if they can't agree themselves. So New Zealand government, 2 years later, has finally got around to it and produced this legislation, which is supposed to provide a backstop so that the big players like Stuff and NZME don't get all the money, and that all the small fish around the country also get a share of the pie, which is a good thing. It's good that New Zealand government's done it. It's a shame it's taken 2 years to do it. Will it make a difference? Well, if it's like Australia, it'll make a huge difference, and it's long overdue.
Do you expect that the changes will have to be legislated, or do you think that the companies will comply without legislation here in New Zealand?
Well, the legislation is coming in regardless. What the legislation does is make sure that if the companies and if the big tech companies can't agree with small local fish like, I don't know, Radio Waitau, for example, or BFM, that they have to, there's an arbitration process. So the legislation is coming in regardless. It just makes sure that the small players get an even chance to sit down at the big fish, at the table with the big fish, and have a proper negotiation, a proper platform for negotiation.
What does this mean for the news audience and the way news is consumed?
Well, I think it's a huge win for New Zealand news audience. They may not realise it, but journalists are an incredibly important part of the democracy. Journalists have been under a lot of pressure in recent years. They don't get paid very much. The comms industry in New Zealand pays twice as much usually for journalists, and so there's journalists finding it struggling to make a living, not getting paid the living wage in some areas in the country. Starting salaries of 45k for journalists in Auckland, it's not sustainable. And if New Zealanders are serious about democracy, they need to pay the journalists more. And they need to realise that the reason they're not being paid properly is because Google and Facebook have sucked up all the advertising money and they haven't been giving anything back to the industry. And it's about time they did. So that's what this is designed to do. So it's good news for New Zealand citizens, I think, that they'll get a better funded news media as a result.
Now, you touched on this before, but is there a risk of companies leaving the market, considering New Zealand's a relatively small country compared to Australia and Canada?
No, there is a risk, but the risk of not doing anything is even higher.
Can you tell us about some of the other pressures faced by media agencies besides competition from large news aggregation sites?
Yeah, there's a lot of pressures on the news media at the moment. One is the competition for the advertising dollar from Google and Facebook and the like. Another one is governments sort of creeping laws to make journalists' jobs more difficult, so the lack of willingness to reform the official information laws. You know, journalists find it hard to get access to official information. There's a lot of official information which is effectively kept secret, which shouldn't be. Our laws don't function as well as probably the laws, freedom of information laws in the US do, for example. We have very strict defamation laws, which make it harder for journalists to be watchdogs, unlike, say, the US, for example. And, of course, the fact that large organisations, government organisations and private sector organisations are able to basically constrain the free speech rights of their employees by gagging clauses, non-disclosure agreements and things which mean that people feel unable to talk to journalists. This has been a real problem, particularly in the Me Too movement, where organisations that have problems with Me Too type issues are able to force their employees or sort of coerce their employees into signing non-disclosure agreements, which means that they can then, it's not in the interest of the public that these things are hidden from the public. So some countries are realising that we should sort of limit these non-disclosure agreements that people use, that organisations use to hush up their scandals. New Zealand should do the same.
That was Professor James Hollings of Massey University on the new news aggregator legislation put forward this week.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.